Atlanta's best mix of R&B, Magic 107.5, 97.5. It's The Ride. Chubb Rock and Soundman, baby. Chubb Rock has a day off, but, you know, I'm trying to reach him while he's out there buying groceries and stuff. Because he really needs to talk to our guest who's in the studio today. Ladies and gentlemen, Mona Scott Young is in the building.
Oh, hey. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, no, no. Thank you for joining us.
I'm so disappointed Chubb isn't here. I was dying to see him.
He was dying to see you, too. He said,
we
man,
have
I gotta
so
go
much
do
history
this.
We do.
So tell me about that history. And then we're going to tell people who you are
so that
they can say, whoa. Okay, so let's start at the beginning. You and Chubb.
Well, you know, that does go back to the beginning of my career because before I even got into music management, I was doing artist development. And one of the groups that I was working with was a group of producers called the Trackmasters who had worked on Chubb's album when he was on Select Records.
Wow.
And I actually did development and choreography and helped him pull together the dancers and the show. And we traveled on the road. So, yeah, Chubb goes back to my very early days.
I see. And now you have just blown up. You have artists all over the place that you work with.
Yep.
You have... The show that everybody and their mama's cousin is talking
it's
about.
It's the show you love to hate, and you hate that you love. You know?
Love and hip-hop.
Love and hip-hop,
Atlanta
yes.
and New York.
Atlanta, New York. We're trying to take it into another city. It's a gift that keeps giving. It just keeps on growing. We have a couple of spinoffs that are coming, too. So a lot of good stuff happening.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you talk about those spinoffs?
Sure. I think it's been out there in the media. We're doing a Kay Michelle spinoff. You know, Kay was on our Atlanta season. We took her up to New York for this season. We're doing a spinoff with her. And we're actually looking at some other cities. We might probably be going into L.A. next, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out what the right city is. But it's feeling like L.A.
All right. Sounds good. So what was your inspiration for that, by the way? And then we want to get to another project that you're working on. What was your inspiration for Love and Hip Hop? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of drama in the world of hip hop.
Right. Yes. And having been in the world, navigated the world, managed the men and women in the world, met the women in their lives, you know, I had kind of a bird's eye view. And the interesting part is that I knew it was fascinating that most people who lived a quote-unquote normal life wouldn't believe half the things that went on in this world. And so we just pulled the curtain back a little bit and gave them a sneak peek. Yeah. So that was kind of the idea behind it, but the motivation for it came from Jim Jones. Jim Jones was the original, you know, person that VH1 was trying to do a show about, and Yandy Smith, who was his manager at the time, brought him into the company when she joined me. I'd left Violator Management, which was, you know, my first life. I was a manager and a co-owner of Violator Management. It was a very successful management company in entertainment, and when Yandy joined me at Mon Ami, and brought Jim Jones as a client. VH1 had been trying to make a show about him and his life. And we found that, you know, there was a whole world and there were other people that we could surround them with and create an ensemble cast. And that was kind of the genesis.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it's an incredible franchise.
It's an amazing franchise. I mean, like I said, people either love it or they hate it. But it's, you know, been an amazing
they gonna watch
ride.
It.
They're going to watch it one way or another.
Right.
It's so funny because on social media, I'll get like, I hate this show. I hate you. But I'm still going to keep watching it.
Right.
Though.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I'm like,
because I want to see what they're going to do next.
Yes,
so I can,
exactly.
So I can criticize it.
And that's I have funny. To always say this. No, I do not make this up, people. These are their lives. And they'll tell you themselves.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's
that
crazy.
That is something else.
It's crazy. What
now,
goes on.
Looking at that world, you know, the world of hip hop is often associated with alcoholic brands and things like that. So you see, you know, artists associated with brands. But I don't think I've ever seen a woman associated with a brand. So here you come. You and
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj
yes.
are doing Mix.
Mix Fusions Moscato. The interesting thing about it is I've never thought about doing, you know, I'm of course, always looking to develop my brand, develop my enterprise into different directions. But I came into Mix as a fan. Like, I was a Moscato drinker myself.
Okay.
I still am. I love it. You know, it's sweet. It's bubbly. I think it's, you know, the way a lot of us in the urban community, we love Moscato. We love the wine.
Right.
And when the opportunity presented itself to put it in, like, a four-pack, a cute, ready-to-drink size, I was like, that's genius. That's like a, you know, obvious... like a stroke of genius. So I was excited to come on board with the venture, and we've been in the market since I think March or April and have done extremely well. We're in about 17 markets across the country. We're in Walmart and Walgreens and every corner store because we're only 5.5% alcohol.
Okay.
So I don't know if many people have seen it, but it's in this cute little four-pack. It's almost like the women's beer occasion drink. The guys come with their six-pack. We got our sexy little four-pack of mix. But it's not just for women because men enjoy it too.
Oh, no, I was about to say, I'm a wine drinker.
As a matter of fact,
I'm sorry, I'm a wine-o.
You're a wine-o. But you know what? You know? We made it simple for you. You just twist open that cap.
How about
you don't
that?
Even need a cork. There's no cork. You don't need a glass. You don't have to sniff it, sip it. You can just
guzzle it down.
Take it to
Get
the head.
Right to the business.
Yes,
and
take
you
it
got
to the head.
Some different flavors. You got peach.
Yeah, we are fruit infused. So we have peach and coconut. And then Moscato proper. But it's good stuff. You know, sometimes you're trying to sell a product and it's like, but it don't taste so good. This is a premium Moscato wine. Yes. And the packaging is beautiful. So we've taken great care. And I think it's like a sexy little item to hold in your hand.
Well, it is.
Yeah, we're trying to make our way into the clubs. As a matter of fact, we're going to be at Rain tonight. So it's mix and mingle night at Rain. So you'll be able to purchase Moscato behind the bar. You know, we're co-sponsoring the K. Michelle Rebellious Soul Tour with
Beautiful
Textures.
That's what I was about to say. You brought K. Michelle
into
this too.
Yeah, so we've got a bus rolling through the city, as a matter of fact. We've wrapped the bus. We're rolling through the city. So if you're going to the show tonight at Center Stage, you'll be able to go to the bar and ask for mix. If you're at Rain tonight, you can ask for mix. So it's a mix and mingle weekend in Atlanta.
And a mix, by the way, is spelled M-Y-X.
M-Y-X, yeah.
Gotta make sure I let my folks know that.
M-Y-X. So yes, right. Our tagline is get in the mix. That's our call to action.
Okay, very good. Very good. So 17 markets and growing. So this could be international really, really
quickly. Absolutely. We're actually launching in Australia in February. We had, you know, our first order. So we're really excited about the potential here. It's an innovation. We've taken something that's wildly popular. Moscato is the fastest growing varietal in wine. And we've just repackaged it in a way that people enjoy drinking it and given it a little bit of a sexy profile.
Wow. So your schedule has to be just incredibly nuts. You have
artist management.
Love and Hip Hop development and
expansion. We continue to grow.
And mix.
Mix Fusions Moscato. I'm the CMO of the company as well as part owner, so I'm actually conceptualizing the marketing campaigns. Somehow, by default, I've managed to also be the face of the product. Nikki, where you at? You know, because why am I here doing this? So I'm doing press for the product. But you know what? I keep saying, you only live one life, right? So you got to live it to the fullest. So everything and anything that God puts in my path, I'm going to give it everything I've got.
Wow. Yeah. Now, how can people follow you?
At Mona Scott Young. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, not so much Facebook, but definitely Twitter, Instagram, at Mona Scott Young.
Mona Scott Young.
At Mona Scott Young, yes.
What's, if I may dare to ask, what's next?
What's next? I have no idea. I mean, of course, in television, I'm developing other projects.
Okay.
I've got a few that are coming up that I'm very excited about, a little early to talk about, but definitely trying to continue to make strides in that arena. I was very proud of what I was able to do in music and want to have that same impact. And just, again, I am just every day ready to take on the world. So I never know what's next. How about that?
That's great. That's wonderful. You know? And I'm very proud that you've been able to do projects on VH1 and on TV1
and on Bravo. Absolutely.
Yeah, you just have them all over the place.
I just want to be able to spread the wings. People sometimes are very critical about what Love and Hip Hop represents, but like I say, not only is it not the full story of all African Americans, it's also not a full depiction of everything that I'm going to do in this television business or in this lifetime. Still got a lot of tricks up my sleeve.
Okay, I got a young lady in the car right now with her mom.
Uh-huh.
She wants to be a Mona Scott Young.
Absolutely.
Give her
some words. What is her name? We don't know. Okay,
whoever she is,
she be the best she that she can be. Because I'm already going to be the best Mona Scott Young. There's only one of each of us, right?
Right.
She's just got to strive to do the absolute best that she could possibly do and be the best at what she was put on this earth to do. But what I do encourage is that whatever it is you want to do, go after it like every day is your last. And I'm happy to continue to move up the totem pole and make room for the next one. As a matter of fact, I'm happy to reach back and pull you up with me. Let's go. You know, because I think that there's so much, you know, room for everyone to kind of live their dreams and live to the fullest of their potential.
Reach back and pull up as long as you contribute. You know, let me just say that, because there's so many folks who are like, you know, bring me in.
Put me on. What about me?
Right. You know, okay, but what about you?
Yes.
What do you bring to the project? Are you just a debt?
Why don't you join the party, bring something to the table so that we can all eat?
Mm.
That's what I always say. You want to come to the meal, bring something to the table.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is a big potluck.
Absolutely.
So if you ain't bringing nothing to eat, you can't eat nothing.
Yeah, you might starve. You might go home a little hungry. You know?
Now, how can people find Mix if they haven't seen it? Where can they find it again?
Well, I would love for them to go into their stores and ask for it. Again, because of the low alcohol content, we are in supermarkets and drugstores and corner stores. So you actually can just go ask for Mix Fusions Moscato. We have great distributor partners out here in United, and you know they just want to hear that the demand is out there. But they can go to www.mixfusions.com, and that's MYXFusions.com, to find locations. We've got a great little location finder. So put in your zip code. It'll tell you where to find it. But if it's not in your corner store, ask for it. We are happy to be everywhere.
How about that?
How about that?
And I would just ask you to give Chubb a message for everybody.
Chubb, where you at? I was so excited to see you. But, I mean, we have come a very long way. I'm so proud of him and everything that he's doing. It's always great for me to see people that I started with still here, still doing it, continuing to reinvent themselves. That's what I strive for every day. So keep doing it, brother. I miss you.
Mona Scott Young in the building, baby!
In the A! Woohoo!
On the ride, we're Magic 107.5, 97.5.